Hi, God bless you, and thank you very, very much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, and I am going to take you through chapter number 5, which is product plan and product related strategies in marketing principles. All of you who have been following me from chapter number 1, what have we done in these last 4 chapters? We just looked at the basic concepts which are used in marketing. We understood what is marketing, and now we are going to get into the major main thing in marketing. Dear friends, always remember that for any product to be successful in the marketplace, for any business to be successful in the marketplace, we need to take care of what we call as the marketing mix. And what is the marketing mix? The 4 P's of marketing, which is product, price, place and promotion. Now, place is for distribution. What we are going to do is we are going to see one by one all these things. What does this mean? This simply means, friends, that suppose you have a great product, absolute fantastic product, but people find the price is very high. A great promotion, everybody is knowing that this kind of product is available. It is distributed so well that the products are available at every place where the consumer wants to go and buy it. But there, the price they feel is high. Will they buy? The answer is no. Dear friends, therefore it is very important that every P, now price is good, another example, price is good, promotion is good, distribution is good, but the product is not good. That's what the consumer feels. It's not good. Will they buy? The answer is no. Now the product is good, the price is good, the distribution is good, but people are not aware that such a kind of product is available, which means the promotion is not right. People will not be buying the product because they are not aware, and therefore business will not move. What am I trying to tell you, friends? I am just trying to tell you that a business, a product related or a service related business, needs to take care of the product marketing mix if it's a product, and a service mix if it is services. I'm not going to talk about services as such now. We are going to talk about a physical product, and therefore what I'm going to do in this chapter is talking about the product, P, product plan and product related strategies. That's what I'm going to do in this chapter. A lengthy chapter, but very easy, very, very easy. Just stay tuned with me, and I'm sure you're going to understand it every bit that I'm telling you. I can assure you that. God bless you. Let's start away. What are the learning objectives that we are going to do here? 1, we will understand the meaning of product and the dimensions that he has. We will understand the level of products. We'll understand the classification of new product opportunities that are there for the marketeer. We will understand the PLC, or the product life cycle, the product quality and the product quantity. We will understand what is branding, what is a brand, packaging, labeling, product warranty, after sales service. I'm sure most of you, or all of you, probably have heard these words. So these are no rocket science that I'm talking about. But we'll just understand these products, we'll understand these different things one by one, which is going to make our concepts very, very clear. So let's go on to the first one. And what is that? Meaning of a product. Now, what is meaning of a product? Now see, a product is any tangible offering that might satisfy the need, want, demand, desire, aspiration of a consumer. Dear friends, in the first chapter I told you that good marketing is understanding the needs, wants, demands, desires, aspiration of the consumer. And whenever a business understands those, then the business will make a product which is help them satisfy this. So therefore a product is any tangible offering that might satisfy the needs, the wants, the demands, the desires, the aspiration of a consumer. Dear friends, there are many attributes of the product. I would talk about three attributes. And one of the attributes of the product which I would like to talk to you now is the physical form of the product. Now see, I have a clicker in my hand. Now what is the physical form of the product? I just give an example, dear. Let's say a ball pen. If you see a ball pen, we write up that. Now what does it mean? The shape of the pen serves as the physical form of the product. The ink that is there in the refill serves as a utility, and the smooth writing, because we are able to write, that leads to customer satisfaction. Why does a consumer buy a ball pen? Now he wants to write something and he wants to see that it is smooth and it's good. So only when the consumer is going to get that, the consumer is satisfied. And therefore, consumer satisfaction is one of the main thing that every marketeer should look at. Now let me go on and tell you about what are the dimensions of a product concept. Three major dimensions, friend. One we call as a managerial dimensions. Two is the consumer dimension. And three is the societal dimension. Now, what is a managerial dimension? Managerial dimensions is basically covers the core specification or the physical form, the physical attribute, features of the product, related services of the product, the brand or the brand name that you are giving, the packing or the packaging that you are giving, the product life cycle, which I'm going to cover in this chapter, the product planning, and the development of the product. We are going to talk about each one of them in this chapter. Now that's from the managerial dimension. The second dimension in a product concept is the consumer dimension. What is the consumer dimension? We have just now talked about that every consumer is actually looking out for satisfaction of his need and wants. Is it not? And therefore, to the consumer, a product is actually a group of symbols, a group of meanings, and each symbol communicates to the consumer certain information. What does it communicate? Certain information. And therefore, consumers buy the product. You know why? It is a bundle of satisfaction that they are buying. For an example, if you are feeling thirsty and you want to quench your thirst, you buy a bottle of, let's say, mineral water. Now, you are not buying the water. What are you buying? You are buying satisfaction. What is satisfaction? Once you drink that water, your thirst should be quenched. So satisfaction of your thirst is what you are looking at, and therefore you buy the product. So every product should have and has got a consumer dimension. I'm sure you're clear better. The third thing what we are going to talk about is societal dimension. Now what is societal dimension, dear friends? Every organization has got certain social belongingness to the society at large. And therefore, to the society, salutary products and desirable products. I'll talk about what are these two after this. Just understand, salutary products and desirable products are always welcome. You know why? Because they fulfill the expectation of social welfare and the social interest of the society. We talk about CSR, right? We talk about CSR, we talk about corporate social responsibility. We say that every organization needs to have and needs to give back something to the society. So if we have products which are such good products, which is going to help them, expectation of social welfare and social interest is the social dimension of a product concept. With that, with having been clear on that, we move on to the next part, and that is, what are levels of products? See, it's very simple. What are the level of product? You know, the first level of product is the core benefit of a product. What is core benefit? Why have you bought this product? Core benefit. What is the core? I just spoke about water. What is the core benefit? Dear, my thirst has to be quenched. That is the core benefit that I am looking at. So every person, every consumer who buys a product looks at something which is the core benefit of the product, which is what the consumer is actually buying. That's the first level. The second level, which we call as the core benefit, turns into a basic product. Now this therefore will have feature, will have a particular physical form, will have a particular design, will have a particular quality level, will have a brand name, will have be packed in a particular way. Now since I spoke about water, mineral water, let's say Bisleri, let's say Aquafina, let's say OxyRich, and there are so many of them. So the core product then goes up into the basic product. The third level, friend, the third level becomes, it becomes an expected product. You know what is expected product? These are the set of attributes which are normally accepted by the consumer when they buy any product. When they buy any product, expected, right? You buy, let's say, a mobile phone. You expect that the mobile phone say, at least I'm able to make calls, I will be able to receive call, I'll be able to send SMS. Today, internet is also there, WhatsApp. Like WhatsApp becomes a basic expectation today in a smartphone. So what happens is you have an expected product, which means the consumer is looking out to buy a product which they expect certain thing out of that product. The fourth level is what we call as augmented product. What is augmented? Very simple. Augmented product is basically the offering or the additional features and the additional benefits that consumer will get. For an example, which the company does it from your own side. For an example, VIP luggage got their, those, they put in their luggage those wheels, those trolleys. Because they thought that this is going to help the consumer in order to you actually carry the big suitcases. So augmented product. You look at Apple, continuously going and giving new features and new benefits in their iPhones, let's say, for an example. Goes on, augmented product. So what is augmented product? Giving additional benefits and services in that product. Then the last fifth step or the fifth level of a product is what we call as a potential product. Now what is a potential product? It contains all possible augmentation, all possible transformation that it might undergo in the future. See, consumers normally see this product sometimes as a complex bundle of benefits that satisfy their need or will satisfy their need maybe in the future. For an example, we had those cordless phones. I don't know if many of you have heard about it. When we used to take that phone from one room to the other, the connection used to go. And then all of a sudden we had a mobile phone, wirelessly we were able to talk from here to Latin America. So at that point in time, cellular services was a potential product. Look at it, when phone came, cellular phones came, mobile came, it was just calling wirelessly, receiving, then came SMS, and then came internet. So with smartphone coming in internet, it changed the entire thing. If you look at today, we do banking transactions through the phone. See, understand. Now people are working on it. So one time that was a potential product. Aise hi, there will be many things which we will be able to do tomorrow, which is a potential product that the consumer is looking at. So all good marketing companies continuously go and do research to find out what are the new things that they can probably add in the product which the consumer may be looking at tomorrow, if not today. These are the five levels of product: core benefit, basic product, expected product, augmented product, and we call it as a potential product. Five levels of products. I'm sure you're understanding there. Very simple, yeah? I'm making it very simple. Now let's look at, to a marketer, what are the new product opportunities or classifications of them? I said this, I will be talking about it when I talked about the salutary products to you. One kind of products which is classified as pleasing product. What is pleasing product? As the word suggests, products which gives high immediate satisfaction. No doubt about that. But they do harm to the consumer interest in the long run. You know, these products of cigarettes, maybe alcohol, right? E pan masala type of things, you know. What do? Pleasing products, but do harm in the future to the consumers. Second kind of product is what we call as deficient product. Now, as the word suggests, deficient. Products which have neither immediate appeal nor have long-run benefits. Now, obviously, these kind of products will not be there in the market for a long time because people will not be able to buy that. Or if they buy it, you know, they know this. Kuch maja nahi hai. So they will not look at that. The third classification is what we call as salutary products. Now, they have long-run advantages, but they have no immediate appeal to the consumer. For example, eco-friendly goods. You remember when I spoke about societal dimension, I spoke about salutary products, and I said that products or these products should be good for the society's interests at large. And these are eco-friendly products, detergents with low phosphates, which is less harmful to the environment. Then we have desirable products. What is desirable product? Products which have a happy combination of high immediate satisfaction and high long run consumer welfare. Tasty, nutritious, ready-made food products are desirable products. Now, what is the next part that we are going to talk about? These are the stages of product life cycle. Dear friends, it's like a horoscope for the product. Let us understand, just like human being passes through different stages in his or her own life, similarly, a product passes through different stages in its own life. These different distinct stages through which the product passes through is called as product life cycle and is denoted by PLC. What is the first stage? If you look at this particular transparency or this particular slide, you will see product life cycle is denoted by sales on one axis and time on the other, which means this particular graph shows the product sales versus time. Dear friends, if you look at this particular slide, the first part is development, which is new product development, which I'm going to talk about afterwards. But dear, if you see development part mein, there is no sales which happens, and therefore the graph is showing zero at that stage. And then from the introduction stage, what happens is now the company starts selling or marketing the products in the market. So once the sales starts happening in the market, this is called as the introduction stage of the product in the product life cycle. That's the introduction stage. Now slowly the company starts selling the product, slowly the consumer starts buying the product, and sales slowly starts moving up. And then since the marketing is there and awareness is there and the product is good and the price is right, more and more consumers starts buying the product, and then comes the growth stage. In this stage, the sales rapidly goes up vis-a-vis time. It goes up, you know, because now the consumers are happy and the consumers have started buying the product. So the growth stage goes up. And then comes the maturity. In maturity, slowly the sales are tapering. It's tapering, you know, because there's no big difference between the sales now. More competition has come in. Sales are staggering, and with that they get into what we call as a stage of saturation. You know what is saturation, right? Saturation stage, and now the market do not have enough potential to basically go out and have more sales. So that's the saturation stage of the product in the product life cycle, and finally comes the decline when the sales starts going down. The sales starts going down. This is product life cycle. It is very important for a company to understand at what is the stage at which their product is with respect to this product life cycle. You know why? Because once you know that you are in the stage of maturity, you know that what you need to do to manage this particular stage, and how from this stage do we still go up and have more sales. So you need to basically know this very, very clearly. So very important part of a product is product life cycle, dear friends. Because as I said, that the marketing strategy of a company will revolve around how and what and where this stage is at this point in time for their product. So the product life cycle concept is used in formulating exactly what kind of marketing strategy is a right strategy so that they can implement that strategy in the market. This concept basically enables the organization marketing the product to plan what kind of products and when they will enter a new product in a particular market. So with this, they are able to find out, they are able to understand what is it that we need to do. And dear friends, let us understand this very clearly, that a product life cycle governs the strategic marketing planning at all levels. If it's introducing, what kind of strategic marketing planning does the organization needs to do? If it is at maturity level, what is it that they need to do? So it is involved in product planning, it is involved in development, it is involved in what kind of price we will do at various stages, it is involved in what kind of promotion do we do at various stages. For an example, if we are introducing the product in the market for the first time, obviously our promotion has to be very high, because we need to make people aware that such a kind of product is available. So our promotion has to go really up. Whereas if the sales are, let's say, maturing or saturation is there, you need to understand what is the market doing at that point in time vis-a-vis your brand. And then take a decision whether we want to pull out the advertising or we have to go up and exceed the advertising. So different stages, what we need to do is what we need to plan. And you need to have very clear-cut policies at every stage of the product in the product life cycle. So therefore, who is responsible for this? The marketing department, the marketing manager, he has to manage the life cycle of a product to see that the product actually grows, sales move up, healthy growth of business happens, and below are the various stages of product life cycle, which we will look at one by one as to what he needs to do at that stage or at that particular stage. Let us look at the first stage. What was the first stage? Introduction stage. We introduce the product in the market. Now if you look at when you are introducing the product in the market, first time the people are probably seeing the product, the consumer is seeing the product, and the first impression is most of the time the best impression. As they say that you will never get a second chance to make a first impression. So the marketing manager should make great advertising campaign, great advertising plan before the product is actually released in the market, because you have to be ready with your advertising. So when you let's say air that ad, or you can print ad or whatever ad, we will talk about it when we talk about promotion. But when we are going to do that, we need to understand that this is very important. So you have to be clear, and then good ad should be ready. We need to understand that, you know, every organization wants that very soon my products get into the growth stage. Is it not? I mean, very simple. Everybody wants that my sales goes up, you know. So what do we need to do? For that, the marketing manager needs to see that how fast the product gets into the growth stage, which means that he needs to shorten the introduction stage. How do we shorten the introduction stage and get into the growth stage is what the marketing manager needs to understand. We need to have great, new, innovative, creative pricing policies, marketing strategies, undertake large-scale promotional work, give proper attention to the distribution of the product. Because you have promoted the product well, consumer want to buy the product, consumer goes to, let's say, a retail shop to buy the product, and he finds that the product is not available. So what do? It's all the thing that you did which were good went away, because when he went to buy, it was not available. So we have to see that before we air the ad, before the advertising is there, we need to keep the product available at every place where the consumer can go and buy the product. That is the first stage. If you are introducing, this is what is the strategy that the marketing department or the marketing manager needs to actually implement in the marketplace. Let us look at now the sales have gone to the growth stage. Now the growth has started happening. People have taken the product. People have accepted the product. Sales are growing. Now when the sales are growing, this is a very crucial stage, because sales are growing. You know, we are so happy. Sales are growing. What do you need to do? You need to continuously understand what are the new demands of the marketplace. Can we add some new improved feature in the product? Can we give some new benefits in the product? Can we improve the style or the physical form of the product? Can we get into new market segments, right? Can we get into new distribution channels so that we are able to more effectively deal with distribution, probably having different channels? Could be a B2B, could be a B2C. Could be a combination. Therefore, we need to understand at this point in time, demands are going up. But if we are able to give some kind of sales promotion, some kind of discount, some kind of reduction in prices, probably more buyers will come, and therefore my sale will further grow. And because the sales are growing, we need to increase the promotional activity. Oh wow, we need to go about increasing the promotional activity so that we are able to do well. Now what's the third stage? Maturity. Now in this stage, the manufacturer gets maximum profit. because they have maximum sales. But here, the price competition becomes very severe. Very, very severe. For an effective management, the marketing manager should basically understand and improve the quality of the product. Let's do something better. Let's give something better. Let's see what is it that the consumer want. Give proper attention and see that the current user, current consumers who are using the product goes on increasing and using the product. Let us look at, because maturity is there, let us look at new customer. Can we get new customers, the people who are not using my product earlier, can we get into them? We should probably do great and right advertising and promotional programs. And we need to discover, is there something new benefits which can address new usage for the product? So we need to continuously innovate and see what we need to do. So when your product gets into the maturity stage, these are the different marketing strategies that the marketing manager should use. Now, after maturity, the product gets into the saturation stage. Now, what is this? Now, here, the manufacturer finds it really difficult to expand the sales volume beyond a particular point. Saturation ho gaya. Like, for an example, you know, I'm sure when you're young, we did that experiment. Ki ek glass le lo, usme do chamma chini dalo, usko gholo, and you go on putting, you know, your sugar. After a point in time will come when the sugar will no longer dissolve in the water, which means that your saturation level has done. Same way here, it becomes difficult for a company to increase their sale. The sales are at its peak and further increase is just not possible. Now, dear, since the sale of the product cannot be increased, what is it that the marketing manager has to do? Obviously, introduce new models, introduce new features, benefits, get into new models, upgrade the customer, pursue new uses of the product, introduce new packaging, maybe look at their pricing and if required, reprice the product. The distributor or the middlemen who are there, who are pushing the product and distributing the product, maybe you have to look at if you can increase some margins for them. We can look at that, some margins for them. If the price is heavy, means if the price is big, what do? Let's offer on installment basis, give them some EMIs. So at saturation level, tough to increase sales, but we need to do and we need to get and do these kind of tactics to basically get past through that stage.